why you put me on the 20th letter. You gon' read this new letter. What you gon' do when we put on that pressure? Wanna book me, I need 20 or better. Ay, wanna book me, he gon' meet this Beretta. What you gon' do when we put on that pressure? I know this bro, why don't you get this together? Ay, put that pressure on. Shot it that we took a stretcher on. Ay, the upper echelon.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm Jack.
I'm Sam.
And today we're gonna be talking about stress.
And our personal experiences with stress.
Yeah, so we're going to be detailing some personal stories from our experience with stress in high school. And we're going to be using some good vocabulary words and stuff from the textbook to teach you about psychology along the way, too.
Mm-hmm. What else am I supposed to say? How do you pause it?
All right, and
we'll be back.
We'll be back. All right, welcome back. So, a little bit of background on stress. So, stress is kind of a negative word. Everybody thinks it's a bad thing, but it's not. You actually can't live without stress. You need stress in your life because stress is your body's way of responding to any demand or threat. So anytime anything is demanded in your life or you feel threatened, stress is the automatic response. And that's how your body copes with things in life, so you need it.
Yeah, and your body creates a stress response when it senses danger. So it's kind of like your fight or flight mode or method, and it's your first line of defense in any situation or any stressful situation.
Yeah, but too much stress can lead to bad things. So you need to balance it. There needs to be a good amount of stress, but not too much.
A little bit of stress is always good. It's motivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely keeps you on track.
Yeah, keeps you going. All right, we'll be back with the stories. All right, now we're going to get to the stories. So first off, we're going to talk about finals junior year, which included the Freeman essays, which everybody always talks about at Akilani's. It's kind of like a notorious thing that nobody wants to do.
It's rough.
It's so in the first semester, it ended up not being that bad. We only wrote 3 essays, which was like, oh, all right, you could write like one a day, like 3 days before finals. But then the second semester, we either had, it was either 5 or 6 essays that we had to write. And everybody just procrastinated them because it was second semester and they had a lot of other things going on for other classes. So everybody ended up procrastinating them until the weekend before. And then, you know, we all went to the Lafayette Library and just tried to grind them out, but it was tough. We each only got like 1 done there. And then we went home and we still had like 5 more essays to crank out. And we ended up staying up till like 2 a.m. Well, for me personally, it was probably like 2:30 because I had a lot of essays to write. But and that definitely messed with my sleep schedule for the rest of finals because I was staying up that late every night trying to study. So that was probably contributing to my stress too. And definitely the lack of sleep was getting to me because I'd procrastinate my studying and then I'd have to stay up later to finish it because I had to do well on all my finals since it's junior year. And but it all worked out because I ended up doing well and I kept my grades pretty solid. And
All right, so my SAT experience was a stressful one. Took a lot of time, energy, and patience to get the outcome I wanted, and definitely the outcome I felt and thought I had put in the work and deserved. Definitely the most stressful part about the SAT was the tutors weekly, and the tutors weekly really didn't help with my already pretty rigorous homework schedule. And, you know, my tutor came once a week. He had me do homework that I almost had to do almost every weekend of from the fall to May when I took my SAT. And when I took my SAT, it was, thank God, one and done. But it was all partially thanks to the stress I put on myself before, during, and after my preparation and the test. The practice tests assigned to me during that preparing for my SAT were definitely the biggest doozies, because those were 6 hours on a Sunday, and it'd make me feel stressed that I was missing out on what my friends were doing, or missing out on other homework opportunities. But yeah, so my SAT experience was stressful.
Yeah, so my experience with college apps was quite stressful. First of all, it's just hard to write about yourself and hard to, like, relate to the topics at first, because they seem super specific and it's hard to, like, think of things in your life that apply to those. So it's hard to get started, and it's really easy to just procrastinate it for a long time, which I did for probably about, like, a month or two. Yeah, but it's also, you have your parents breathing down your neck. They want you to finish it. They want to read, you know, copies of it and stuff. And they make you stay in on Saturdays and Sundays to work on it. And you just sit in your room and you try to think of things to work on it, but it's hard to think of. And you get carried away, you know, just watching videos on your computer and stuff. And it's hard. It's stressful. And also stressful, like, knowing that this is what's going to make or break you getting into college. So if you don't do a good job and you don't write about a good, like, meaningful thing, then you're not going to get in, and it's not going to mean anything, and all your work will be for nothing. So you got to think about that too, which makes it even more stressful. And all the Navion stuff, you got to always, like, go on there, do all the online things with the college applications too. And it just makes for a really stressful experience. And the waiting too, after you submit the college apps for a month or two, waiting to hear back, it's stressful, because if you don't get in, there goes all your hard work and all the stress that you had. But in the end, if you stressed and you made it into college, which I did, it's all worth it.
Yeah, my college application was a long, stressful, and dull process. One that was very not rewarding right after they're finished, but definitely now they're rewarding, reaping their rewards. But I started my college process, or my college application process, in the summer after junior year. I think I wrote my essay, or my first essay, the first week of summer. And that was a stressful thing, because I was working with a college counselor that really pushed me to my limits over the summer, something that I did not want to have to be doing during my free time. And the stress just kept adding on from that first week. It was just maybe essay every couple weeks, long, very obscure question surveys and different applications that were tedious and confusing to fill out. But I'm thankful I started early, because that stress was definitely taken off at the beginning of my junior year when I was finished with my college applications. And the stress from, you know, your family and peers about getting it done and where and what,
that all adds on to it. So it's not just the actually doing and filling out the application and writing the essays, but it's also the mental stress that is acquired when dealing with a big decision like this.
So when we feel stressed or under pressure, like when we're taking a final or writing an essay or staying up late at night, the nervous system instructs our bodies to release stress hormones, including adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol. These hormones can produce physiological changes to help us cope with the threat or danger or stress that we're facing, which can be either a test or an essay that you're working on, or like someone attacking you on the street, or you thinking that someone's going to attack you on the street. That can cause you stress. And that's called the fight or flight response. Stress can actually be positive, as their stress response helps us stay alert, motivated, and focused on the task at hand. Usually when the pressure subsides, the body rebalances and we start to feel calm again. But if we experience stress for too often or for too long, sometimes like during finals, the negative feelings overwhelm our ability to cope and problems arise.
Yeah, and adding on to Jack's thing, I found the six most common triggers of teen stress to be academic stress, from grades to test scores to applying to college. Teens experience high levels of school-related stress. Many teens worry about meeting academic demands, pleasing teachers and parents, keeping up with their classmates. Another one is social stress. Teens place a high value on their social lives. They spend the majority of their walking hours among their peers, and finding and keeping their tribes can include stress at times. Bullying and subtle instances of relational aggression are clear sources of stress on teens, but learning to manage healthy conflict and work through romantic relationships are no easy task for the developing teen. Another one would be family disorder. And stress trickles down and it trickles down through a family. Like if your parents are stressed, it causes teens to be stressed. And another thing I found was that world events make teens stressed. And when we are stressed, the respiratory system is immediately affected. We tend to breathe harder and more quickly in an effort to quickly distribute oxygen-rich blood around our body. Although this is not an issue for most of us, it could be a problem for people with asthma who may feel short of breath and struggle to take in enough oxygen. It can also cause quick and shallow breathing, where minimal air is taken in, which can lead to hyperventilation. This is more likely if someone is prone to anxiety and panic attacks. A few more causes are traumatic events and significant life changes.
Yeah, so one of my strategies for coping with stress is to get like one of those rubber balls that's kind of like a softer tension level, and squeezing it. And it's not like a foam stress ball, it's kind of like a rubber one, but I liked it. You could just squeeze it, you could switch back and forth with your hands, you could like throw it on the ground if you want, or against the wall. You could do whatever you want with it and just kind of relieve my stress.
Yeah, sometimes definitely something that helps with relieving my stress is getting outside, whether it be taking a skateboard, taking a walk, the dogs, or going fishing or something. Whatever it may be, it definitely helps alleviate all my stress that I have at that time when I'm outside. So,
yeah, another thing that helps me alleviate my stress or helps make me feel good is jumping in a cold pool or like cold water. It just makes you feel all refreshed when you get out.
Yeah, to add on to that, a nice hot tub at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's great too.
It's a great way to
contrast between hot and cold, but they both help with stress.
Yeah.
Other things are taking breaks every like 30 minutes, 45 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just doing whatever makes you happy is definitely key to
lessening
your stress.
Keeping a schedule is important too.
Keeping your time managed,
that definitely helps you be less stressed because you know what you're doing. You have a plan for everything. Working out is another one that helps you relieve a lot of stress. Same with deep breathing.
Yeah, hitting the speed bag helps me with my stress.
Yeah, and
punching bag.
Yeah, I'd say deep breathing and yoga. That's another big one. Those help. Yeah.
So that's our podcast.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Sam and Jack Experience.
Yeah, great podcast today, boys.
Yeah.
Laces.
So I keep pushing pill, riding around with that tail flipping mark. Sipping dirt. She gon' ride, I'm gon' hit in reverse. She been practicing this, she her hearts. And I'm killer, leave it in the hearts. Flipping mark, sipping dirt. She gon' ride, I'm gon' hit in reverse. She been practicing this, she her hearts. And I'm killer, leave it in the hearts.